Oh, there's echo. Harold. Is that us sort of now? Nope, no more. Everybody can hear me all right? All nods and thumbs up? There's still the echo stopped. Okay. Hi, everybody. Thanks very much for coming along. Certainly this close to Christmas, it's we're ready to be done, aren't we? You know, so thanks very much for coming along. So first of all, is there any apologies? We don't seem to have sort of received anything this end. So have you used any apologies, guys?
No, Chair, I haven't received no apologies.
No. Sarah? Parties? No. Okay. So is there any declarations of interest? Oh, no, I need to read through the speech, don't I? I would like to welcome everybody to the meeting this evening. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. We are currently in unprecedented times. Can I ask for everyone's full cooperation and adhere to the new guidelines with regard to the conduct of the meeting? Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussions of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial and significant non-financial interests which they may have in any item of the business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on the item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for the comments they make in the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item, use the instant messaging facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. Members should ensure their camera is switched on when speaking. Cameras should also be switched on when the vote is being taken. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question. Type P if you wish to propose. Type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using this instant messaging. In the event that two councillors propose at the same time, the person who proposes first will be taken as the proposer, and the person who proposes second will be recorded as the second proposer. Goodness me, I think we all know that fairly well by now. So declarations of interest then. Is there any declarations of interest?
None, Chair.
None? Okay, that's great. So item number three then is the action sheet. So we'll just go through page by page. So page one, page two, page three, page four, page five, page six, page 7, page 8. Can I have a proposer and a seconder for that, please?
So proposed.
Any matters arising? Nope. Great. Okay. Oh, Councillor, sorry, Karen, yes, go ahead.
I couldn't figure out what I'd done wrong. I was on mute myself. Yes, Chair, thanks very much. Just I wanted to know if there was an update on the presentations to invitations to ARC21 and Regen to address Council. Have any dates for that? Thanks.
No bother. Johnny can take that.
Yes, Chair. I've engaged with both parties, and the plan would be to host them in the new year, starting with ARC21, given it was their correspondence that triggered members' request, and then followed by Regen. Chair, I've also checked internally. I think what we'll do in terms of Regen is have that a pre-meeting, like a workshop before the main committee. The advice is that we normally don't host contractors because of procurement issues at main committee meetings. I hope members understand that, but we'll advise of the specific dates in the new year.
Okay. All right, happy enough, Karen, yeah.
Yes, thank you.
No bother. And Councillor Curran? You'll have to forgive me. I have my grey filly box that's going across the screen again, so most annoying, so just bear with me. Okay, that's great. Thanks. So on to item four then. So that's over to yourself, Charlie, on the Neighbourhood Services Working Group Terms of Reference.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Members, the purpose of this report is to seek your approval to revise the terms of reference for the already established Neighbourhood Services Working Group. Members may recall this was established way back in October 2018, and its primary purpose at that point was really to give a political steer and direction to the transformation of the Neighbourhood Services Directorate at that time. The working group has not met for a considerable period of time, largely due to the competing demands created by COVID. However, what officials are seeking to do is to revise its terms of reference to allow a wider scope of service improvements to come into its remit. Chair, and that would particularly look at how we implement and take forward the public convenience strategy, but it would also look at, for example, issues relating to the cleansing review, which I know is an item later on the agenda. So, Chair, I have attached the updated terms of reference. I don't propose to go through them, but the changes do reflect what I've just summarised. What I will say as well is that the membership has already been confirmed, and that is set out at Section 2.1 of the report. So, Chair, in terms of decisions required, I could ask members to approve the updated terms of reference and also to grant approval to officials to schedule a meeting in January, particularly to take forward the public convenience strategy.
Okay, that's perfect, Johnny. I see a proposer and a seconder is in there, and that's from Terry and from Dermot. But Terry, you wanted to make a comment.
Thanks very much, Chair. And first of all, Johnny, I welcome the updated paper in relation to the working group, which I believe is essential and quite important, especially in the remit that it is responsibility for. And as you say, you've outlined that the group will be meeting in January, and I welcome that. And just as you say, just to confirm that the SDLP representation on the group will still be Councillors McKevitt and Stokes. So I'm only too happy to propose the paper and to thank the officers for the work and the updating. Same. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Terry. So then if we go on to item number five, so this is the Council Municipal Cemeteries Capital Programme Update and Related Operational Matters. So this is over to Kevin.
Thanks, Chair. So the report provides an update on capital projects concerning the Council's municipal cemeteries and some other operational matters is also raised within the report. We have five municipal cemeteries across the Council. Extensions have been completed at Struel in Downpatrick, Loch Inch in Ballinahinch, and Point Municipal Cemetery was recently extended. With those three cemeteries, the extensions will now leave us with sufficient burial capacity for the foreseeable future. We're currently working our way through development projects for extensions to the two remaining cemeteries, Monk's Hill and Kildroney, and the report summarises where these projects are currently sitting. The report also highlights a number of what you would call inconsistencies of approach to the management of our cemeteries, vis-a-vis the opening and closing of the cemeteries, vehicular access, and the consistency in terms of the pathways throughout the cemeteries. Officers propose to review these identified inconsistent approaches to the operation of the council cemetery. Indeed, that's the type of issue maybe could also be heard at the Neighbourhood Services Working Group at stage in the future. There's no immediate resource implications arising from the report. Capital expenditure for the extensions to the council municipal cemeteries is agreed through the council's capital programme. Payroll and non-payroll costs to maintain the existing cemeteries is through the council's revenue budget, Chair. So that's the report in brief.
Thanks, Kevin. I'm not a fan of that word either, to be honest with you. It's not the easiest one to say. So I see there, Karen, you're happy to propose, but Dermot, do you want to come in first of all with a question?
Briefly, welcoming this report, I could ask Kevin, is the building at the school, remember, that was burnt down or to try to be destroyed, has it been repaired yet? Has it?
Dermot, can you bring your mic down and say that again? I can't really hear you three. And then just repeat your question for Kevin.
Did you hear me, Kevin? No.
I did hear you. I did hear you, Councillor Curran. And the builders are on site for the past month or so. The programme we're hoping we'll see the facility reopen again March, April this year, or next year. March, April next year.
So thank you very much, Kevin. Thank you much, Chair, for that. That's very good to see that being progressed on.
No bother at all, Dermot. Then, Terry, do you want to make a comment? Karen, yes. Do you want to come in, first of all, on your proposal at all, or are you just happy to propose?
No, happy enough to propose, Chair. Just welcome the fact that new footpaths and stuff are going to be introduced into the Cabrini one as well in the future, with extension to that one in Restrever, which is good.
Lovely. Terry, do you want to...
Yes, well, I just won't be going over old ground there, just, but I'd like to take opportunity to thank our staff who do a brilliant job in keeping our sandwiches in tip-top condition. You know, and even at the funerals now, I've seen it firsthand how dedicated they are in their duties, and I know that they're an asset, along with the frontline staff in our council, and doing a brilliant job. So I'd like to commend them for doing that. Thank you.
Certainly, I echo that. Our one in Inch and Ballinahinch is always in great shape. Rowan, do you want to come in there with a question?
Yeah, Councillor Rowan does want to come in. Just to say to Kevin, in your report there, Kevin, I know you touched on the fact that the closing of the gates in the cemetery in Warren Point, and I have raised an issue with you in relation to that there in the last number of weeks. So I would request that... at a future meeting, that a paper be brought forward as to how we would actually manage the site.
You want to come back there, Kevin? Kevin? No, have we lost him? Is he still there? If we don't get him, is anybody else happy? Johnny, are you able to come in and answer Councillor Rowland's question there?
Yeah, sure. Should we get Kevin's place then?
Or maybe not. But yeah, you go ahead there, Johnny.
Yeah, Chair, I'm personally not familiar with the issue, so if Councillor Rowland was accepted, I'd make contact with him after the meeting and get the specific details, and then we'll seek to do as the Councillor has requested.
Okay. Can you hear me, Chair? No?
Oh, yeah, we hear you, but we don't see you. Are you happy enough with that, Councillor?
Yeah, I think Kevin's well aware of the situation. So basically, I'm sure he heard what I said, and just that a paper be brought back to the next meeting as to how we may overcome those issues.
Yeah, no bother at all. Perfect. So we're on then to item 6.
Chair, we just need a seconder for that report. Councillor Morgan Trent, propose.
I'll second that, Chair.
All right, thanks very much. Okay, so on to item 6 there, maintenance of the Newry Canal from Fernand's Lock to Riley's Lock. Who's taking this now? Kevin, again, if you're there, if you can hear us, okay, Kevin?
Yeah, you can't see me then, Chair, you can just hear me, is that it?
Hear you.
Okay, all right. Well, Chair, the purpose of this report is to fulfil an action from the previous committee meeting in October and November concerning maintenance regime within the Saxon and Newry Canal between Ferns Lock and Riley's Lock. In the report, the maintenance approach for this section of the canal is outlined for both the Council and Rivers Agency. They both have a role. Also attached is an appendix of photographs showing the section of the canal, which kind of, I believe, illustrates the issue that Councillor Casey has raised. The photographs show a progressive narrowing of the canal between Ferns Lock, which is at the back of St Coleman's College, and Reddy's Lock, which is at the beginning of the Wynn Business Park. Rivers Agency, who may undertake maintenance of the canal, would not remove the vegetation shown in the photographs because its presence does not prevent the free flowing of the water within the canal. Council maintenance is restricted to removing litter from that section of the canal. The depth of the canal along that section would not allow the maintenance boat, which would have a cutting device to deal with the weeds at that location. So it's quite a manual process to try and remove the weeds from that particular location. The impact of the growth of vegetation, it does have a negative aesthetic impact on the section of the canal as shown in the photographs. I would agree with that. We don't currently have a solution to that matter, but within the report I indicate that there are plans for officers within ABC Council and for our own council, who both have an interest in the whole length of the canal, to meet. And part of that meeting can look at how we perhaps can address areas of that nature, because I don't believe that that particular section in the canal is unique in having those sorts of issues arising, and it's perhaps something that we could look to see if there's a more effective and efficient solution than is currently coming to the fore at the moment. Chair.
Okay, thanks very much, Kevin. So, David, do you have a question?
Yep, thanks, Chair. It's just in relation to the, obviously, I met with Inland Waterways Association representatives there a number of weeks ago, and I know that they have been obviously corresponding with council and councillors on various issues regarding the development of the canal network. The Infrastructure Minister recently announced a £20 million fund for blue-green infrastructure projects, and I know that my own party's been asking questions in relation to that, trying to, you know, identify what type of support can be provided. And some of the questions were relating specifically to the canal network. Certainly, it's something that we have been given an indication that the Minister would look at as a sustainable development project. And obviously, we're going to be looking to work with ABC Council following on from an ERT recommendation that was made at council there over the last month or so. But it's just, there's obviously quite a bit of work required along the entire network, particularly in our end of the district that we're aware of. And I suppose what I want from this meeting tonight is to ensure that, for instance, the Neighbourhood Services Department works closely with ERT, who will then obviously subsequently work with colleagues in ABC Council to try and identify what type of work is required to obviously improve the canal network. But we also need to do that as soon as possible to ensure that we can obviously fight for that funding that's available. So it's really just to ensure that we do work with ERT, you know, over the coming weeks to try and identify the types of works that are required along our stretch, in particular in Newry Morning Down, and obviously then work in conjunction with colleagues in ABC to ensure that we can go for a proportion of this funding, because councils are able to avail of some of this funding that's been confirmed by the Minister. So it's just really to ensure that we work, you know, obviously across departments to ensure that we know exactly what's required and that we can do that as soon as possible to apply for that blue-green infrastructure money that's been made available by the Infrastructure Minister.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Question here.
Councillor Taylor. Kevin, do you want to come back on that as well?
Fully support the points that Councillor Taylor has made, and we would want to be in the room during those discussions along with our colleagues in ERT, because we will have a much better understanding in terms of the maintenance issues that need to be brought to the fore.
Councillor Casey, do you want to come on in?
Yeah, okay. Thanks very much, Chair.
Background.
Can you hear me okay? Do you like it?
I do. Yes, fine.
Like Councillor Taylor, myself and some of my party colleagues had a very positive meeting with Peter Maxwell and his team and some representatives from ABC Council and John O'Dowd MLA during the week. Now, they made us aware, and I'm not on ERT, so I believe there was a letter sent by Inland Waterways to Council asking that we are more proactive about the canal with the ABC and trying to get a joint approach to dealing with the issues of concern. And I mean, the photographs are not too bad, the ones that photographs I've seen, but the voice had taken the photographs when it really was bad. And that time I said, but the ducks had to get out and walk the towpath along with me. It was that badly overgrown. So, what was the outcome of that letter, Kevin? Has our council made contact with ABC, have we got a program of action, a plan of action in conjunction with the Rivers Agency? And I do appreciate the work that our staff have been doing to get to Reilly, before Reilly's Locks at the Wynn and all other parts of the canal in the city itself. But it is a very valuable asset. More money could be spent on it. Whether we get proper funding to do what is required remains to be seen. There's an issue over designation of the canal from Reilly's Locks to Points Pass or whatever. So maybe we've got more information on that, Kevin, would be appropriate for me anyway.
That's that, Councillor Casey. Kevin?
Sure, I don't have any information in terms of progress that's been made with ERT in their contact with ABC. But as Councillor Taylor had alluded to in response to Councillor Taylor, it's a meeting that we would want to be in attendance with, along with our colleagues in ERT from the maintenance perspective. So happy to go back to ERT on the foot of tonight's meeting and make that point very clearly that neighbourhood services needs to be involved in those discussions as well. In terms of Rivers Agency and their approach to the canal, it is outlined within the report. They will not address those issues that have been highlighted in terms of Ferns Lock to Ready's Lock. They would not envisage the growth of that vegetation at the side of the canal as in impeding the free flow of the water within the canal. They will only involve themselves where there is a risk of that, which could present as a flooding risk at some point in the future, and that's not going to be the case that could be argued in that particular circumstances. It is very much an aesthetic aesthetic issue in terms of how that looks, the narrowing of the canal in that location. It is quite a shallow area of the canal, and there has been a build-up of silt, I'm led to believe, over the years, and that build-up of silt and the slowness of the water has allowed that growth to occur. I don't believe the actual growth itself would be that difficult to remove. I've seen the guys working in those sorts of areas with a rake, but it's time consuming, it's labour intensive. Perhaps there's opportunities here with working with the Inland Waterways Group that some sort of partnership can be formed there to try and work in those specific areas. Sure, Councillor Casey, I'm not sure whether I've answered all your questions, but happy for you to come back if I've left anything out.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate the work that is being done. But Inland Waterways, their focus at the moment is getting the locks themselves restored, and they would see the vegetation as a bit of a written for them more than anything else to try and tackle. As you say, it would be labour intensive. But, I mean, a stretch of the time, just to have to look at the place, quite honest with you. I don't know if we have budgeted for that, the part that's our responsibility. But closer working relationship with ABC, and I'm surprised that you haven't heard about that request that was sent by Inland Waterways to our council, seeking further and better cooperation with ABC. If you haven't seen it, who would have seen it? I thought that was your remit anyway.
I have seen it, Councillor Casey. In fact, it was myself that told you about it.
Yeah, I understand that. But they said that the council had got no response from our council. ABC council told us that at the meeting the other day.
Well, it was reported to the ERT committee meeting in, I think it was October, November, and the recommendations from the ERT meeting was that the council officers would meet with ABC officers. Now, why it hasn't happened, I don't know. It is something that ERT officers were mandated to get involved with. But the point I'm making is that it would be important that officers from the Neighbourhood Services Directorate are also involved in those discussions, because we come at it from a different perspective, perhaps, from ERT. We come at it from the maintenance perspective, and our input is important in future discussions.
Okay.
I don't want to be sorry, Chair. I just want to get it sorted if I could. I don't want to be too scathing of our council, but Inland Waterways were very scathing of ABC. There you go.
Okay. Johnny, do you want to come in?
Yeah, just very briefly, Chair. I mean, I echo the comments of Kevin and indeed the elected members that, you know, this is an enormous asset and it makes sense for collaboration around it. What I will do is I'll follow up internally with the director of ERT and give an update at the next meeting.
Okay. Happy enough now, Charlie?
I'm not on the ERT, but I'm happy enough.
Okay. Thank you very much. So, listen, that was for noting, but I still need a proposer and seconder. I'm suitably told if we could have a proposer and seconder for it, please. So I think that was Councillor Taylor and Councillor Casey and Councillor Taylor. Thank you very much. So we're now on to item 7. So this is a report on district cleansing workshop, and this is for Sinead.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this report is to seek approval from the committee on the report of the elected member district cleansing workshop, which was held on the 24th of November, to consider high-level options for review of the district cleansing operations. At the workshop, elected members were presented with an overview of the cleansing services as they're currently provided across the district, with current performance and an outline of the current and ongoing challenges faced by the services. Three options were presented by two members who favoured option three, which is to provide an equitable cleansing service across the district to higher standards with increased budget allocation. And this was on the condition that some options will be presented for consideration and decision at a future workshop. The next steps were agreed as outlined. So this report presented to this committee tonight, a follow-up workshop with various sub-options for option three to presented at a future workshop in February 2022, and a final report to be presented at a future meeting of neighbourhood services. A full copy of the report is provided at Appendix 1 with a copy of the presentation at Appendix 2, and members are asked to approve the report of the elected member district cleansing workshop. Thank you.
Thanks very much for that, Sinead. Councillor Finnan, do you want to come in? Can you hear me?
Sorry, yes, I can hear you. Quick question on item 7. Just wondering the delay to February on the follow-up workshop, given that the cleansing, et cetera, is a high priority for the residents, surely it should be given more priority. The options provided at the workshop, I'm wondering, are they flawed? In my opinion, it has included an increase in budget of almost $500,000 for this directorate alone, and I don't recall anything discussed at the SFWG concern. I'm just concerned that it's been put on the long finger.
Thank you. Sinead, do you want to come back on that?
Yes, Chair, thank you. In relation to the delay to February, officers are working up detail in the background in terms of the sub-options. Currently, management resources are being diverted to contingency planning in light of the concerns around the Omicron variant. The final model has not been determined, and the figure of $500,000 reflects what the budget allocation may be if the current services method of delivery of services in the Legacy Urie Mourne area were replicated across the district. The options that are being considered by management we're looking at a review of the current delivery of cleansing services across the district, and we would expect that we'd be looking at reviewing those and looking at efficiencies where available, and they would be presented at the future workshop.
Okay, thanks very much, Sinead. Councillor Andrews, do you want to?
Yes, I do. Thank you very much, Chair. First of all, on the day of the workshop, I had a lot of commitments and I couldn't attend it, but I've read the slides and the paperwork that has been attached to this agenda item. I do welcome wholeheartedly what has been presented here, and I support the aims and efforts to enhance upon and improve our existing service to the district and public. And I was going to ask a question about the next meeting, but Sinead has answered that, and I do welcome that we're going to have a meeting right about February time. But I've said before on several occasions in this chamber and elsewhere that, you know, we need to identify more budgets and more resources. To get us a high class service, we need to get budgets and resources to enable that to happen. So I'm just wondering, are there any plans by officials in the neighbourhood services team to try to source and to put a bid in for more money to get into the department to enhance and improve our services of district cleansing? Because a lot of us would get get contacted by constituents who raise concerns about cleanliness, etc. And I know any time we do approach our officers, they do their utmost to resolve the issues that have been raised. So I'd just like to flag up that we need to put a bid in for more money and more resources for this department to enable us to do the job district wide. Thank you, but I'm happy enough to second the agenda item because Councillor Clark's going to propose. Thank you.
Okay. Do you want to come back with an answer for Councillor Andrews?
Yes, thank you, Chair. So we're currently working through the detail, and once we have the detail of what the future service is going to look like, we will have a better idea of costings. There will likely be both capital and revenue costings if there's going to be an increase in the service that's provided. So we will be looking at that and how that can fit in across the budgets. And if there's any additional budget required, we will be highlighting that as part of the workshop review. I just want to go back in terms of the date. In February we had planned, and I am mindful of what we're looking at the moment in terms of contingency planning. If it is possible, I will have a look at consulting the master diary and bringing that date forward if we don't need to work through the contingencies that we're planning for. We have the capacity to do that.
Okay, thanks very much for that.
Thanks very much, Chair. Thanks, Sinead, for the update. And I do, as I say again, I keep banging on about getting more money into the department, but thanks for the update. And thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Clark, so you're happy to propose, but you want to come in and make a comment?
Yes, Chair, just very briefly. Firstly, apologies, I didn't make a workshop, but it seems most of the stuff was covered anyway that I would have talked about. I think it's essential that, the disparity in services is rectified. We just have to look at the sweepers. There's 15 in Legacy, Newry Mourne, and 3 in Down. So obviously that's a huge disparity in service. I think it's a priority for residents is how your, and visitors also, how our streets look and how our parks and beaches look in our states. So I think it's a priority that we do get the additional funding that we require. If we want to, have a first class service, then we have to put the resources into that. As I say, it's the most important next to bin collection that the residents would see or want to see improvements in. I'm happy enough to propose that we go along with option 3. And just in regards to the future workshop, if we could maybe, have it in the evening time, because it's hard to get to meetings during the day when you're working.
Thanks very much for that, Councillor Clark. So, Councillor Rowan, do you want to come in if you have a comment?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Just to say that... I wouldn't like it to be thought that the only problems with our department and how we managed it was down to just throwing money at it. There's other things we need to look at as well, and I think that was made very clear in the conversations we've had over the last 4 or 5 months. So it's about being smarter on how we provide services and that there. So it's not just about money. Thanks, Chair.
Yeah, absolutely spot on. Okay, so my grey box has gone over my window again. So we have then, have you got that? So Councillor Clark proposed and Councillor Andrews seconded. Okay, that's lovely. Thanks, folks. So we're now on to item 8, which is Fleet Replacement Programme update. So that's over to Sinead again.
Thank you, Chair. This is an update report on the Fleet Replacement Programme, outlining the progress made and plans in place to complete the procurement process and deliver new vehicles to ensure the vehicles meet the service needs. Business case approval has been secured to replace a number of existing service vehicles, with additional business cases being brought forward to this meeting. Additional resources were released from the garage at Strangford Road to enable progress of the Fleet Replacement Programme in line with the Council's procurement policy and corporate governance. A number of key steps have been taken to progress the Fleet Replacement Programme, and that includes the vehicles that have been identified for priority replacement. Business cases have been approved for the first priority vehicles and the further business cases that I've mentioned being brought to this committee meeting. Specifications have been completed for refuse collection vehicles and medium-sized chassis vehicles, and these are being finalised and signed off in consultation with the services. The preferred supply framework has been identified and progressed, and priority vehicles have been broken into five lots for procurement through mini competition. A timetable has been drawn up, and the first two mini competitions have been published with the view of evaluating. We commence on the 31st of January with orders being placed from the 28th of February next year, and the remaining competitions will be published on a staggered basis from the 10th of January. And the recommendation of the report is that members are asked to note the contents of the report. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much, Sinead. So, Councillor Andrews there, I see you're happy to propose and you want to make a comment.
Thank you very much, Chair. First of all, again, I've spoken previously about the fleet replacement and very passionate about the subject, and I do welcome the paper this evening in connection with the fleet upgrade and how matters are progressing in this regard. I haven't spoken of and been quite supportive on several occasions. I'm a firm believer in supplying state-of-the-art and up-to-date vehicles that are fit to do the job that is expected of them. And the proposal in Section 3.1 that we do go ahead with the recommendations that have been laid before committee. And I also welcome the timescale, Sinead, that you've outlined, that when you envisage to get the process moving to get the replacements in place. So I'm happy enough to propose that we go along with your recommendations that have been tabled. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, that's great, Councillor Andrews. Thank you. Councillor McKevitt, do you want to come in with a comment?
Yeah, thanks very much, Chair, and thanks very much, Sinead, for that report coming back. I think it's paramount that the procurement process is in line with the ordering of the vehicles, that there's no delay. You ask anybody that's waiting on a commercial vehicle right across these islands and region, that there's an awful delay in getting new vehicles from vans, and I'm sure it's the same for bin lorries and all the rest with supply and demand. What we don't need as a council is delays coming from our internal procurement issues, or the fact that, you know, we're already hiring in vehicles because these ones need replaced, and that cost, where there could be savings. It is paramount that they all gel together. So it would like maybe some assurances that, although in the public, when you're ordering a vehicle, you're told of the delays, we want to be realistic. Is there going to be delays that we can be organised as a council for that, for the delivery? Thanks.
Thanks for that, Councillor McKevitt. Do you want to mention it?
Yes, thank you, Chair. We are expecting similar delays in terms of from when orders are placed to actually receipt of the vehicles. And we're told to expect at least 12 months for the majority of the vehicles. We may receive some of them sooner than that, but the 12 months is what the reasonable expectation is. We have taken that into account when preparing budgets for this year in terms of vehicle hire costs. So that's something that we have taken into consideration for vehicles that are beyond economic use.
Okay, thanks for that, Sinead. Councillor McKevitt, Johnny just wants to come in on that as well.
Yeah, Chair, just to add that delivery times are something that we cannot control. I'm sure members would agree with that. That said, there are things that we can control, and that is getting the procurement exercise completed as quickly as possible and those vehicles ordered, and that is what we've been working extremely hard and endeavouring to do. And indeed, there's business cases later on in the agenda seeking approval again to move forward with different types of vehicles. So we certainly, once the vehicles are ordered, will be applying all pressure under our power to make sure that those estimated delivery times are reduced and minimised as much as possible.
Chair, if I could just come back in then to thank the officers for their assurances around the problems that I foreseen to be coming, and I'm sure they have as well. It's great to see them been organised. Thank you.
Councillor Clark, you want to second and you want to make a comment as well?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. And my point was a similar vein as Karen's in regards to, you know, delivery times and that, and it's been answered, so thank you.
No bother at all. That's great. Councillor McKay, you're happy. Well, Councillor Clark has already seconded it. Councillor Curran, then, do you have a question?
It's Johnny has answered my question and so has, I suppose, answered the question, because I was worried about the situation that we found in relation to the time factor between order and deliveries, and it was 12 months, as you rightly say, that it was together. So it's now for us what vehicles we need now to get in, because we want to be ordered and have them delivered next year, because it's so important to us.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Councillor Curran. So moving on then. So items 9, 10, 11, 12 and 13 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3, part 1, schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may, by resolution, be excluded during these items of business. Can I ask for a proposer and seconder, please? Councillor Curran, proposed. Seconder, please. And Councillor McKay, thanks very much.
Yeah, so Chair, we're just waiting on the press coming back.
The press have been invited back.
Okay, so while in closed session, the following was agreed. Item 9, minutes of our... item 9, minutes of ARC 21 in committee, joint committee meeting, minutes Thursday, 20th October 2021, on the proposal of Councillor McGuinness, seconded by Councillor Kern. It was agreed to note the ARC 21 in committee, joint committee meeting minutes held on.
Sorry, folks, we are having some technical issues in the chamber here. Between my vision and the grey box and my microphones.
Sorry, we'll try that again. It was agreed to note the ARC21 in committee joint committee meeting minutes held on Thursday, the 20th of October 2021. Item 10, ARC21 joint committee members monthly bulletin held on the 7th of December 21. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Kern, seconded by Councillor Finnegan, to note the ARC21 2021 joint committee members monthly bulletin held on the 7th of December 2021. Item 11, business case for replacement of the air conditioning water chiller at the Downshire Civic Centre. On the proposal of Councillor Kern, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed to note the content of the report and the associated business case and accept the conclusion of the business case that option 3 be chosen as the preferred option. Option 3 would see the appointment through a tender process of a competent contractor to supply and install a new air conditioning water chiller. Item 12, business case for medium-sized chassis, cab and cleansing sweeper vehicle replacements. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Clark, it was agreed to approve the business case at Appendix 1 for the replacement of 16 3,500 to 5,000 kilogram medium-sized chassis, cab vehicles for refuse and cleansing, facilities management and maintenance, waste processing and active and healthy communities directorate. It was also agreed to approve the business case and economic appraisal in Appendix 2 for the replacement of 9 cleansing sweeper vehicles in the size range 3,600 kilograms to 12,000 kilograms GVW that have been identified as requiring priority replacement by the 31st of March 2023. Item 13, business case for Strangford Road bin canopy. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Kern, seconded by Councillor Andrews, to note the business case for the construction of a steel canopy for bin storage at Strangford Road Depot.
Thank you very much for that, Sarah. Appreciate it. So we're just going to take item 14 through to item 19 together, just as they're for noting. So if anybody has any issues, Johnny's happy to take any questions. And if that's all okay, then we just need a proposer and seconder for it, please.
So proposed, Chair.
Councillor Andrews proposed. And Councillor Curran has seconded. So that's us. I think, if I'm right, that's the end of this year. So I want to say a very, very Merry Christmas to everybody, and I wish you all safe Christmas and New Year. I want to see you all back well in the New Year, and thank you for bearing with me as well while I get back into the swing of things as well and my technical issues. So you have all been very patient, appreciate it, and all take good care of yourselves. Thank you very much, folks. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you, Chair. Merry Christmas, everyone. Stay safe.